is Octa Aura. I was born here, but my family and everyone is from Bangladesh. I speak two fully, which are English and Bengali, but I also understand Hindi and Urdu from watching television, like Indian movies and TV shows as a kid. And since I'm Muslim, I also know how to read Arabic. My first language is Bengali. Like for the first 4 years of my life, I mostly spoke Bengali. But then once I started going to preschool, English became my stronger language.
And what inspired you to learn different language?
I wasn't really inspired to learn it. It's more like I watched movies, I watched TV shows, and just reading the subtitles, the language just started making sense to me.
So what's the difference between the way you speak at home and the way you speak with your friends, school?
At home, with my mom, sometimes I'll speak Bengali and sometimes I'll speak English. While with my dad, I only speak Bengali because it feels disrespectful for me to speak a language other than the language he's comfortable speaking.
And you have friends that don't speak English?
Not really, no. But like, let's say my grandparents, like, they don't really understand English. So I have to find the words, and like sometimes I don't know how to say something in Bangla because it just doesn't translate properly. Even though English is my stronger language now, growing up, like, my parents taught me the English that I knew. So let's say until middle school, like 6th or 7th grade, I was very not confident speaking English. So in 6th or 7th grade, I started making friends. My whole class was full of Spanish people. So my best friend is Mexican, and obviously we can't speak the same language. I had to start speaking more English. And there were certain words that I didn't know how to translate from Bengali to English. So I would just not say it. Even though it's not the same word as English, it's just pronounced differently.
You feel like you lost your first language when you start school?
I lost it, definitely. I used to know how to write in my language. I used to know how to count in my language, like up to 100, even more. And then as English started settling into my head, Bengali left my mind. It's not the same.
Do you think that learning multiple languages will help you in the job market?
Definitely. I want to be a teacher. So I feel like me knowing how to understand Hindi or Urdu, or knowing how to speak Bengali. I even took Spanish for like 6 years. So I understand it here and there. I feel like as a teacher or any field, it comes in handy when it comes to communicating with people. Even like job applications will ask, how many languages can you speak? Obviously, the more you know, the higher the demand.
Do you want to learn another language?
I really, really wanted to master Spanish.
What about LaGuardia? Like, what language do you speak at LaGuardia?
I speak mostly English. I mean, I speak English all the time in LaGuardia. I have not spoken Bengali once. But the thing is, in LaGuardia, I used to go to City College. So in City College, I didn't hear anybody speaking Bengali, but at LaGuardia, I hear Bengali everywhere. Like, I see students in the bathroom speaking Bangla with each other. I see like kids in the hallway speaking Bangla with each other. I like speaking Bangla. Like, I don't think it's pretty, but I do like speaking it. It just feels like home.